AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump and his defense secretary say politically correct leadership in the military is over. The AP's Sagar Magani reports top military leaders from around the world were abruptly called to meet in Virginia.
At Marine Corps Base Quantico.
The purposes of American military is not to protect anyone's feelings, it's to protect our republic.
The president told hundreds of uniformed leaders the military's helping protect the nation's borders.
We're under invasion from within.
And he envisions using its cities as armed forces training grounds. Earlier, the officers sat mostly stone-faced as Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth lectured them on race and gender, announcing shifts that include male-level physical fitness standards, looser disciplinary rules, and other directives. And if they don't like his new approach,
you should do the honorable thing and resign.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There are no signs a deal is near to avoid a partial government shutdown.
Which we don't want. The American people don't want. The president is busy trolling away on the internet like a 10-year-old. And that's exactly why Americans are going to blame him if the government shuts down.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats want an extension of expiring health care benefits. President Trump has threatened to lay off federal workers, making the cuts permanent if there is a partial shutdown.
You all know Russell Vought. He's become very popular recently because he can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way. So they're taking a risk by having a shutdown.
A federal judge in Boston ruled the Trump administration unconstitutionally targeted non-citizens for deportation over Gaza war protest. Damages reported from a powerful earthquake centered in the central Philippines. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Israeli forces killed at least 31 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz hosted relatives of German hostages of Hamas.
The German leader tells journalists in Berlin, the fact that Israel supports this plan is a significant step forward. Now Hamas must agree and pave the way for peace. Merz describes it as the best chance to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory. War-weary Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been reacting to the proposal. I'm Ed Nisler, a displaced man from Gaza, tells the AP, we as citizens are concerned that this war ends, but the plan, as it appears, does not fulfill the people's hopes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.